Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. Your host, Bishop Poole. We're here today and thanking you for being a part of this program. We're praying that, amen, what you hear today, this afternoon, and hearing of our voice, that it can be a blessing to your soul. Block Talk Radio, and we thank you in Doctrine of Truth, where our aim is to bring you the truth on a common, very simple level. Amen. Because of the fact that what you're learning, we believe that the Bible is God's ultimate word. It is the word of God that, and it's the final word of God, whereby we live by and we live on Jesus' teaching. Before we start, amen, we always like to offer prayer for our listeners and those that are listening as they travel on the highway or over the airways. Amen. Our endeavor now in this prayer, amen, to bind all the strong habits and situations in your life that you can't overcome. Jesus said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, amen, his word can be established, as well as when two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you in your precious word, O God, through the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask you now to bind every spirit of rejection, every spirit of the Antichrist, a spirit of error, a spirit of seduction spirit, the spirit of bondage, the spirit of death, the spirit of divination, the spirit of dumb and deaf spirit, the spirit of heaviness, the spirit of infirmity, the spirit of jealousy, the spirit of lying and perverse, spirit of gift and whoredom. Lord, I rebuke and bind them in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for all of the works of the enemy. Lord, we bind them the works, the root, the fruits, the tentacles, the links that may cause in the present or the presence of anybody, of any person, O Lord, that we're praying for today, every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscles and every ligaments, and every bone of our bodies, our houses, cars, trucks, buildings, properties, pets, and I loose you to go where Jesus sent you. I bind by the blood of Jesus Christ over myself, each person that are listening. We pray for the day, for our houses, for our cars, our properties, our offices, working place, pets, for your protection in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to destroy any familiar spirits that has allowed any of those demonic strong men into our presence. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to St. John 14:14, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that all the works, the roots, the fruits, the tentacles, and the links, now dead works in our lives, I declare that your power over us is broken. Heavenly Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ to break all generations and words of curse that have been spoken over ourselves or by others in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I ask you to loose each of us from the spirit of adoption and add to our lives, O God, put us into your family, according to Romans 8:15, the spirit of truth, 1 John 4:6, Psalms 51:15, and 10. And the Holy Spirit of truth be in our lives, according to St. John 16 and 13. And the Spirit of resurrection life and the life more abundantly, according to John 11, 25 and John 10 and 10. The Holy Spirit and his gifts, 1 Corinthians 12, 9 and 12. Heavenly Father, we ask you to fill us with your precious Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill each of us with all the fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your loved ones, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to fill us, every one of us, I pray for today, with your Holy Ghost anointing and power over us with your presence, your anointing, your power, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you. Through your precious blood of Jesus Christ, we apply it now to our lives for protection, O God, of our family, that no harm or danger, no powers, O God, we cancel all evil spirits. We cancel all demonic spirits, strong men and messengers of Satan that try to come into our presence at this moment. Everything in our house, our pets, our property, everything in our car and trucks, our marriage, our finance, our ministries, our telephone lines, our cell phone frequencies, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray. And we offer this prayer to you today, O God, not only for the listeners, but the listeners' family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. We always have to offer prayer because we can't not forget. Amen. This is a spiritual warfare going on for your soul. Amen. You cannot forget and you cannot continue to say, well, things are happening to me because of this. No. Become a child of God. God always have victory for his people. And once you become aware, amen, that speaking to Christ, amen, he will always give you a peace of mind. God bless you today. We thank you for calling. Amen. You can call 1-855-236-2252. It's a toll-free number. You can call 855-236-2252. It's a toll-free number. Amen. The subject will be the rest of this month is, amen, who is teaching you and who are you following? Sometimes we'll observe this at the last, amen, of this month. They have something they call, amen, in the other parts of the month, Halloween. The Halloween, they come and they worship and they celebrate, they dress up, amen, for fallen spirits, defeated spirits, they consider of the other world. But they will not acknowledge, amen, that why those spirits are here on this earth and why they are acting and reacting like they are against human beings is because of the fact, amen, God had evicted them from heaven. They were not in that state of mind, active motive when they was in heaven. But they came against God. Amen. And God evicted them. And they turned against everything that God developed, made, created. Amen. For his glory. Amen. But they learned that. People learned that. And they worship that. They dress up for that. But they was taught. They was taught. But Jesus, amen, God's son, came that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. But we're going to be reading from the book of Mark, amen, the Mark the 8th chapter. And here's Jesus, amen, by Satan, and he took Jesus up on a high mountain and he showed him all Jerusalem, all the world. And he told Jesus, now listen, if you fall down and worship me, I'll give you all of these things. I will give you everything you see. But the price would be that you have to worship me. I want you to put me over your life. I want you to accept my rules and my regulation. And I will give you all these material things. All these material things that you see, that your heart desire. Now, there is a sentence of death and defeat and folly in the world. Now watch what Jesus is saying here in the book of Mark, the 34th verse of the 8th chapter. Jesus said, when he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said unto them, whoever desire to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever desire to save his life will lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake and the gospel will save it. Now, we want to stop here and want you to notice he say, whosoever to come after me, a tree, mountain, gold, silver, he wanted that. He wanted it. And this is why Jesus said, if a man come after me, he must deny himself. In other words, your vision, your dream that you had before you came to Christ, God wants to reexamine this, and he wants to run it through all his checks and balances to make sure that what you are seeking does not destroy you while you're under his leadership. Now, sometimes we can come after things and people don't tell you the truth, and you can, have you ever purchased something? And the buyer said, oh, yeah, it's okay, no. Nothing wrong with it. And soon you maybe walk out the store the next 2 or 3 days, a week, a month, you find out something about your purchase. And you say, oh, wow, look what happened here. Someone has spoken a mistruth to you, but they declared they didn't know about it, but you had purchased. Now you're at a loss. You're at a loss. And your fulfillment of all that desire and all of that savings, amen, and hard work, amen, is spoiled what you have achieved. So Jesus said, care for you, and he desire all of your strength, amen. So when you come after Christ, amen, he said, whosoever will lose his life for my sake, he shall find it. Amen. For what will it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? I want you to watch something here from the book of Ecclesiastes, and we'll see. The second chapter, amen. And that's what the subject about, who's teaching you, amen, and who are you following, amen. Because Ecclesiastes is going to clear up some things here. He said in the second chapter of Ecclesiastes, I said in my heart, I go now and I will prove these with myrrh, therefore enjoy pleasure. Behold, this is also vanity. It's empty. Pleasure is empty. I said, the laughter, it is mad. And of myrrh, what does it? I sought in my heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainted my heart with wisdom. And to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that is good of the Son of Man, which they should do under the heavens all the days of their life. Now watch what he's saying now, those of you that have maybe these desires of your heart. He said, I built great works. I built me houses, not one, houses. I planted me vineyards. I made great gardens and orchards. I planted trees in them of all kind of fruits. I made me pools of water to water therewith the wood that bring forth trees. I got me servants and manservants and had servants born. In my house, I also had, and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that was ever before me in Jerusalem. Also, my wisdom remained with me, and whatsoever my eyes desire, I kept not from them. I withhold not my heart from any joy. Have you ever been there? For my heart rejoiced in all my labor. What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world? This might not be the whole world, but he has accumulated tremendous a lot there. Houses and gardens and orchards and, oh, singing, people singing and all sorts and anything his heart desire, hearing things that on the outward appearance. This is what Jesus was saying. What does it profit a man if he gained the whole world? Amen. Ecclesiastes cleared this up very clearly. He gained the whole world. Might as well say he gained worldly things. And if you continue to read that book, he really didn't miss anything. Did he miss anything in your life that you really desire now? Houses, people to pat you on the back, and pride, and money in the bank, and silver and gold, and then when you cut the light out and sit in the corner or ride along, and if you're not drunk or have some type of seducing medication or whatever, you're going to find yourself empty. And this is what Jesus was saying, that we should not toil for the things of the world, but we should work and toil for the things that are on inside our heart. Seek ye first God. Look to God first. Come to God first. Pray to God first. Making sure that you are following the right teaching. Making sure that you're on the right track with the right people. You have to make sure. In order to do that, you have to examine, amen, the teaching of those that are around you, those that are in your community, amen, those that are, say that they are Christian and read their Bible, or as you go and see where they are and who they are, amen, make sure of their doctrine. Amen. We'll find that looking at the research, who is God? Who is Jesus? Who is the Holy Spirit? How to be saved? What happened after death? Amen. And they have named certain believing groups and the popular groups and different groups that we observe around of different places in our homes. And we're just going to read some concerning Jesus Christ and the Scientologist says that Jesus rarely mentioned in scientific. Jesus was not the creator And as he is an operating, controlling supernatural power from the mental defect, Jesus did not die for our sins. Now, Christian Science says that Jesus was not the Christ, but a man who displayed the Christ idea. Christ meaning perfection, not a person. He was not God, and God can never become Mansion Church says that Jesus was a perfect man, not God. He is the son of Zacharias, not born of a virgin. His mission was to unite the Jews between him, find a perfect bride, and begin a perfect family. The mission failed. Jesus did not resurrect physically. The second coming of Christ is fulfilled, that he is fully God and fully man. The two natures join, not mixed. As the second person of the Trinity, he is co-equal with God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. He becoming man, he was begotten through the Holy Spirit and born of a virgin Mary. Christianity said that Jesus is the only way to the Father, salvation, and eternal life. Will again physically be seen at the end of the world to establish God's kingdom and judge the world. Now, why is this so important? Well, when you study the Bible and you begin to see, in the beginning of time, there were sacrifices made. They had to come to the priest, and God always wanted his people, amen, to recognize him. And also, he wanted them to give something in return of their worship. And you find that, you know, that Jesus, he is God in the flesh. He is the Son of God. Now, anyone died today in Jesus Christ, anyone today, amen, will give their life to Christ. Amen. They do will, and they will have eternal life. They will have life after death. There's no such thing as you're dead and you're gone and there's no other life in the world. No, Christ going to make, he going to prepare a place for us, and where he's gone to, amen, he created a new heaven and a new earth. And it's important that we focus, amen, because of these storms and hurricanes and wars that's breaking out. Fires is breaking out. Amen. If it haven't hit you home yet, if you haven't lost anything, and people that's been teaching you and saying that, well, you know, material, you got to have material things to be saved, or you got to show God's blessing on your life, show people that you are blessed of God by what you have, then what they going to do about, amen, the tsunamis that hitting certain areas of the world where they are Christians living. What are they going to do about when these walls are breaking out now in other parts of the third world countries and there are Christians there? What do you say then? What do you say then to those who have lost everything physically, materially, through the floods? What do you say then? What do we say then to them? And this is what Jesus was saying: don't sell your strength and your time and your life for things that are gonna perish, things that are gonna pass away. Amen. The lines are open. The lines are open. If you'd like to make a comment, amen, on you might have seen something. You know, this economy is going through now. Many feeling depressed and worried down because they don't have anymore like they used to have. Amen. And you might want to say some encouraging words from them and something that you have gone through. The lines are open at 1-855-236-2252. It's a toll-free call. 1-855-236-2252. It's a toll-free call. Amen. And you might know of someone. Amen. This is what we are designed to draw out the truth. Amen. If a person is persuaded to live, amen, as Islam, if he desire to be a Buddhist, if he desire to be a Hindu, if he desire to be, amen, in Scientology, and Christian Science, a Mormon, Jehovah's Witnesses, he desire to be a Baptist, if he desire to be in the New Age movement, if he desire, amen, to be a Pentecostal, holiness, apostolic, whatever his desire is, amen, he should know the truth. He should know the truth. He should know, amen, what he's living in, on and where did he get it from. It's very important. You people are fighting today in religion, are concerned about, amen, who wrote the Bible. And but if you can't live on the Bible, amen, Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. That's what he's about, that we might have it more abundantly. Amen. You can call and, amen, express yourself. Amen. But think about those. There are some people that have taken their life recently, and they had all the material things, as you might classify it for your sake. Maybe you've gotten to the point and say, well, you know, what they have, I would have been very, very happy. All the different houses, cars, silver and gold. Maybe you've been happy just have silver and gold. But they have taken their lives and they have sought after all different type of drugs, amen, to give them fulfillment, and they constantly back and forth, constantly they had to replenish. They had to drink again, they had to smoke again, amen. The all type of elements and to go into the body. But Jesus, amen, is a name above every name. But the difference is you have to allow him, you have to practice. And that's what Jesus said, if a man don't come, and when you come after Christ, you have to deny. In other words, you have to examine, say, well, Lord, you know, what you told me and what you said, I'm going to try it. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without no man can see the Lord. Amen. And there's a scripture that's saying that pursue peace. Amen. Not only follow peace, but pursue peace. Pursue it. You know, a lot of people have gotten gain. Maybe you've gotten gain through inheritance. And now you are being confronted on every angle. Being confronted on every situation about, you know, you got this, you got that. Why don't you share it? Why don't you share it? Amen. But Christ, he give us the understanding. Amen. And the direction of God is to give. Give and it shall be given. Press down, shake, and men shall give unto your bosom. So when Jesus was talking to this man, amen, and there was one that came to Christ, and Jesus told a parable concerning this man. He had a farmer, and he had a bumper crop this year. He said, you know what, I'm going to tear down some bonds and build some more larger and bigger bonds. And Christ is that fool. That fool. Thinking that material things, amen, can give you eternal life. Material things can give you life and increase your living. And Christ says, no, tonight, your soul, amen, is asked, been asked for tonight. God has the power. He does not stop you from getting things, but he wants you to put him first. Because of the warfare, there's a lion, we have an enemy. He's our opponent. He's against us. And constantly, there's a game being played. This time of the year, you know, it's football season. Baseball season is going out. And always you have to defend, not only defend yourself, amen, but you got to score every day. Every day. You got to hold your defense line, amen, because the enemy is trying to cross it over into your life, your health, your finance, to score, take control of you. And once he take control of you, amen, then he puts you on his side of the team, amen. But God want us on his side, amen. God got Jesus, and he calling the plays. He said, yes, I want you to score. I want you to get houses and cars, but I don't want you to let those things control your life. Wars and rumors of wars and death and sickness coming through. I don't want you to have all of that, amen, telling people this who you are. No, you're not defined by things, amen. Amen. You're defined by your giving and by your support to help others. You'll find peace in that. Following Jesus' teaching, amen, will bring a whole difference in your life. Amen. You can ask anyone that is a Christian that practice, and you see them look at now that the flood went through, tornadoes have hit in the upper part of America, and you have some witnesses say, well, you know what we're going to do? Thank God for life. Thank God for life. You know, thank God for a peace of mind. Thank God for a solid mind. Amen. Paul told Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Amen. We're going to pray right now. Might be someone, amen, their mind, amen, they might be confused over issues, trying to make a sound decision, because we're about decisions. You know, sometimes we make the wrong decisions, not voluntarily doing it without information. You have sought information and you have researched, but you know what happened? They gave you the wrong information. They gave you the wrong facts, and you did that, and now you just you don't know who to trust. You don't need to trust, and you need peace. Right now, Father, we thank you. Oh, God, we ask you to look upon those that in listening of our voice. Oh, God, those that need a peace in their mind. They need a peace of mind, a sound mind. Amen. Lord, able to give them the ability, amen, and the rest that they can put first things first. Amen. That they can sit and meditate and put the important things first. Oh, God. And through your word, amen, as they read the word, they can get rest. They can get rest. Amen. Because you said you come, oh, God, to put peace on earth. Amen. You are the author of peace, not of confusion. And, Lord, we're asking those that, amen, that are going through now, they need a peace of mind, a sound mind, to make a profitable decision in Jesus' name, according to your word. Amen, amen, amen. It might be someone. We appreciate it that, amen, God does not stop. stop you from being successful. We want to clear this up. God does not stop you from being successful. But don't let success destroy you. Don't let success destroy you. Amen. You handle, you take control of money. Proverbs says that money take wings and it flies. Sometimes you look on a dollar bill, a $50 bill, a $100 bill, amen, and you will see someone had wrote numbers on it, names on it, figures on it, amen. You was not the only one handling that dollar bill. You not the only one handling that money. Amen. I read a survey once concerning disease, and it says that the average money have about 30-some disease running on that finance. That's why money is dirty. You have to wash your hand when you handle that money. That's why it's a code, amen, for those who's handling food should have on gloves. They can't handle money and food at the same time because that money transfer diseases and stuff to the food. Amen. So we have money is just a means of exchange. It's a means of exchange. Amen. You learn how to use it. Make it work. Make it work for you. When God put it in your hands, it's for you, amen, to glorify his team, his people. Amen. The Bible said the angels rejoice when one soul, amen, commit themselves to the kingdom of God. Just one soul. Amen. Don't put the angels on the strike. Now they're sitting around waiting, patting their feet. Whoa, who come in there? No, no, no. Say something to somebody. Encourage somebody. Amen. Those of us, and when you become a child of God, it's your job to let your light so shine. Let your line, let your light so shine before men. And how you let your light so shine, that you find somebody, amen, someone of the day, and by handing them a tract, talking to them about Christ, about the Bible, it helps you to control your mind. It helps you can control your life. Amen. It helps you, amen, to put things in perspective. Put things in perspective. Amen. Amen. We're here. You want to be a guest tonight, express yourself. We're at 1-855-236-2252. Amen. Toll free number 855-236-2252. Toll free. Tell a friend. Amen. No more than you say, well, you know, let's turn on this program on our job. You might find someone, a young man, a young lady, amen, that have their phones and, amen, ask them, say, hey, listen, why don't we just turn this program on, amen, and you can hear, amen, something different than other than what the world has. The world will set up a pedestal, they will set up a ladder, and they will set up requirements whereby it gives you the impression if you do not climb to a certain level in life, amen, you're not successful. But Christ does not say that. Christ said, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things, he'll bring you up the ladder. But it will not be, amen, you losing your health, amen, over a house. You're losing your health over a car. You're losing your health, amen, because of the fact you want to have X amount of dollars before you retire. Amen. You're losing your health and you're losing your families because, amen, you have followed what man has said, amen, that are not being led by God. People can give you good advice, amen. And the Bible says, in a multitude of counselors, there's safety. So when you begin to read the Bible, read Proverbs tomorrow, read the book of Proverbs, a book of psychology, a book about people and activities, and they begin to talk to you about what things are and what things are doing, amen, and you'll find, amen, that the book of Proverbs, amen, begin to tell you about life, It began to show you and encourage you, amen, about what the world is saying. And you'll find that, amen, it's a positive book. It's not degrading you or putting you down, but it shows you about people and yourself. And it began to put you in the right perspective of mind. Let's take for example here, amen, Proverbs 6:6 says, go to the ants, you lazy person. I'm paraphrasing. Say, go to the ants, you slugger. Consider the ants. Now, ants, and say that not only, but it says the ants are smart people. They are smart people. Be wise. Say, consider the ants and be wise. Now, you say, now, wait a minute now. These little small insects here, how can they be wise? Well, they know exactly when it's time to work, the harvest. They know when to store up things. They know when to save. They know when they need help from others. They know when they can't do it all by themselves. Consider. This is about consider the ants. Notice here in the 8th chapter, the 6th chapter of Proverbs 6. Take for example, amen, by who teaching you and who's, when, you know, who teaching are you following. Notice here, Proverbs 6:6 say, go to the ants, thy slugger, consider her ways and be wise, which have no ruler, no guide, overseer, who provide her meat in the summer and gather her food in the harvest. Now, the summer can be considered of the time in your life or the time of your job and your season, what type of job you're on, where you don't have to spend enormous amount of money. You can save money. You can put to the side. You can invest if you wanted to. But you can put a hedge, amen, to have you to look forward to the future without worrying, upset. These little small animals know that man put down spray, all type of insecticides to kill them off. So they work together. They work together. Do you have anyone? Have you tried? Number one, there's one thing about Christianity. Amen. God put us together. That he said, have love one to another. Amen. That's one thing about God teaching. And if you are in this old-fashioned teaching whereby you can't trust nobody, you don't want to be involved with anybody, and what you say go, and your opinion is, no. God is saying, and Jesus gave us, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Amen. So Jesus wants us to work together. As Christians, you should work together and help one another. So notice these ants. Amen. Then this program, you might consider the ants. They are small little animals. They know when there's food, somebody be out there, they'll call the other one. They may have some form of communication. And next thing you know, there's about 20 of them there, moving a piece of bread, moving something, and they're taking it to a nest. And they, what? They're not eating it all. They're storing it up. Because they know after a while, they don't know when the next meal going to come. They don't know when the weather's going to change. It's going to be a flood. It's going to be cold. It's going to be extremely hot. They're preparing themselves, amen, for survival. Amen. The teaching of Christ, amen, he prepares us. He leads and guides us. That's why he said in Matthew's, amen, he said, notice the sparrow of the air. Amen. They fly. They don't toil. They just go from one area to another area. Because they're living by faith. They're living off of the instinct that God had given them. And God gave us, amen, Christians, to live off his word by seeking and finding, knocking, amen, and considering others and talking with others and evaluating your condition. Whatever your condition might be, amen, if you consider Christ and consider his word, and that's what you'll find all the time by Blog Talk. Amen. And Doctors of Truth will try to lead you and guide you in the best way, amen, to support yourself. to help you, to help yourself. Amen. Jesus is the answer. Amen. I can only lead and guide you by what he have told me and what he have led me to understand. Amen. And we trust a lot of people. The other day I was getting my teeth, amen, filled. And I didn't ask the man what type of religion he was in. I didn't ask him, you know, he had credentials. Amen. And I didn't ask him a lot of things. I just said, well, we're paying him to do a good job. I didn't try to get into his family problems, bank account, or anything like that. I came to him for his profession and his skill. Amen. So with God, amen, he is an open book, the word of God. Amen. You don't know who you run through the run of the day. Amen. All type of religious people are out there. You don't know who served you today. Who served you? Did you ask him what they believe in? No. Amen. No, you didn't ask him. You just paid the money. Amen, because you wanted money. Money is a tool. It's a tool. And they doing things to get your money because they want to survive. And the tool. So Christ comes that we might have life. And he teaches us how to go through this world being wise. Amen. We go through this world. You don't know who you're going to rub shoulders with today. You don't know who ahead of you driving. You don't know who's flying the airplane. Amen. I don't know who's behind the radio broadcast and who got using all the technology. Amen. But Christ said what? By this you shall know that they are mine when they have love one for another. Amen. There are a lot of love out there. Amen. And there's some love in everybody. They'll love everybody. And there's some faith in everybody. If it was not so, amen, no lights will be turned on. The water will not be turned on. But God wanted to use that faith. He wanted to use our faith to come after him. Amen. By giving direction. Now, because Jesus had walked this earth, and he knows what's in this earth, and from a babe on up, he understands what it means. Amen. To be without money. He understands. He understands what it means to be without friends. They rejected him because of his doctrine, what he was teaching. He understands. He understands what it means. Amen. To be up all night. He stayed up at night and prayed. He understands what it means to lose a loved one, a friend. He lost Lazarus. Amen. So you have a Savior, amen, has been tempted in all points. God allowed Adam and Eve to be tempted because he loves us. He cares. Amen. Tested. Amen. Testing time, when time of testing come, amen, God allowed. Many of you, amen, is in the field of school or knowledge, amen, and those that are going through certain offices, you have to take tests, you know, see if you qualify, and you can move up or have the office. God himself, sometimes he allow, amen, us to be tested as Christians, amen, see that we can grasp what he's trying to tell us. But he doesn't kick us out of the family. No, God don't tempt you with evil to destroy you. No, he allow things to happen to strengthen you, to bring you up. And you say, oh, yeah, that's right. God told me about this. His son told me about it. Be careful and watch people, how they live. I should know them by their fruits. Amen. We should know them by their fruits. Amen. Even though they work with us, they talk with us, they live next door to us, they serve us in other capacities, but we have to be careful in our association with them. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We pray that you have gotten something, amen, from the program. And constantly, amen, this month we've been constantly talking about it in this study session. Amen. Who are you following? Who's teaching you? What you have learned? Amen. man say, "Oh, I'm an atheist." Yeah, but you didn't, from a baby, you were an atheist. Somewhere down the line, you somebody had taught you that. Amen. So those of us, if you're a Christian and you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, by asking Christ in your life to come in your heart, oh God, and then forgive you of all the things that you might feel that you have done. You know, the Ten Commandments is still a part of God's plan. You don't know sin until you learn the Ten Commandments of God. Amen. It's still a part of God. Amen. It's still a part of His rules and regulations. Amen. If sometime you have fallen under some of those pressures of life, you can still get up. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. Ask Him to come in your heart. Amen. He will. He will. Say, "Well, no, why would God do that?" Because He invested too much. He gave His Son. His Son gave His life. God gave His Son gave His life. That means something. His Son gave His soul. He gave His life for you. Not for material things, but He gave His life. And if you value your life and value your soul and your precious, amen, don't let these things, amen, hinder you from your walk with God, because they might recall it, which you might have. Now they're doing a lot of recalls. They're even recalling food. Amen. Some money got to be recalled. So don't value your life because of material things. Amen. Life is more precious. Give Jesus your heart and mind. Father, we pray, oh God, those that are listening through the airways, oh God, we pray, amen, that whatever spirit trying to hinder their thoughts, their mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit. And God, we ask you to bless the hearers of your word. God, they may grow, that we have said something. Oh God, increase their faith and give them hope that they can pick up their life and go on. Go on and live. Try another day. Try another day. The day just might be just cold or wet. It might just be uncomfortable. Well, wait till tomorrow. Just wait till tomorrow. All we're saying is, just wait till tomorrow. Amen. Weeping might do for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Just wait till tomorrow. Just wait till tomorrow. God bless you, and may heaven smile on you as you listen again, amen, to Doctrine of Truth. Tell someone, call someone, and ask them to listen to this broadcast.